I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sri Lanka is reeling after deadly cyclones, hundreds dead, and kids who are desperate for hope. Meanwhile, in Colombia, armed groups are recruiting kids through schools. How believers are stepping in with protection, provision, and the gospel straight ahead. We'll begin today in South Asia, where parts of the region are still reeling after three tandem cyclones swept through the area, prompting mass floods. The destruction in Sri Lanka alone is overwhelming. Christian World Outreach's Greg Yoder tells us.
There's been over 600 that have died, and there's still a lot of missing people. You know, with flooding, that's always an issue because people are buried and that kind of thing.
Roads and bridges are washed out, cutting off whole villages. Amid crisis, the season of Christmas is an opportunity for CWO to bring relief and hope to kids who've been impacted by the flooding.
During this time of year, Christmas, we'll give them a Christmas gift. It'll have things that they can use, like notebooks and pens and pencils. Those that don't have shoes, we'll give them shoes, getting them things they need, along with a food package. But that's, again, just an opportunity to share with these children, which actually ministers to the families.
Pray for families in Sri Lanka.
A lot of those children are Buddhist or Hindu, and so it opens the door to share Christ with them, and we just pray that God will open their eyes to the truth.
You can also tangibly support CWO's gospel ministry in Sri Lanka. We'll connect you at our website. Next, medical care is nearly impossible to find in Sudan because of a brutal civil war. Earlier this year, the Lord's provision seemed like a miracle in and of itself. A gospel worker we'll call John says,
God provided medications that allowed us to do what we were capable of doing. And it was just an incredible blessing. We did a pop-up clinic. We identified needs and we gave them medication.
But the blessing didn't stop there. Sudanese church planters working alongside the medical teams shared Christ with every patient.
Gospel is hope when there is an actual connection with a person. And then to say, I have hope for you today. Would you like to hear it? And the answer is yes, please. In the middle of unchanged exterior, there is an internal rest.
And today, those patients still have peace that surpasses understanding.
It's hard to calculate the responses of people that are coming to Christ. But the absolute power of the gospel, when it's combined with practical, compassionate service to their need, this has been a very special thing.
Now that you know, how will you respond? Start by seeking the Lord. Then, wait for his leading.
I found there needed to be a nation in my prayer life. From taking my list of my needs to God, to be part of his plan for reaching the world.
And finally, armed groups in Colombia are actively recruiting kids. Brian Dennett with AMG International says that children as young as 12 or 13 are drawn into the violence, trafficking, and exploitation. These groups infiltrate schools and communities, promising a better life.
Last year alone, Colombia recorded 600 cases of child recruitment. And I mean, that is such a low number compared with reality. And many humanitarian groups are estimating that the number is closer to thousands of children.
AMG runs a child development center in Colombia where children can be physically safe from the violence while they learn, are mentored, and are cared for spiritually. The staff there works with local churches to help protect kids.
We're offering security and safety, education, hot meals, spiritual formation, and a lot of love, a place for these children to belong. And for many of these children, these centers are the difference between being targeted by the groups and being safe and protected, really the difference between despair and hope.
Pray these kids would find shelter, purpose, and security through the gospel and AMG. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Join us here on Facebook, X, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.